One returns from a weekend away to a strangely quiet Baltimore. Quiet, save for the gunfire. Where is the countervailing positive vibe? If you were the mayor of a city stunned by rioting and a run of shootings, you want a new narrative. You want comeback in the headlines. You want to be seen raging against the forces of decay and disruption. A difficult task in the best of circumstances, changing the story grows more challenging every day. The residue of unrest blocks even a glimmer of light. A pall of anxiety and concern refuses to lift, grows deeper, in fact. We're peppered by the downside. A protest-driven traffic jam-up greets plans for a new youth prison. Great timing on that one. A grand jury indicts city police. Governor Hogan's decision to keep ex-offenders off their voter rolls. Reports on a U.S. Justice Department crackdown on Cleveland police suggesting similar action in Baltimore. All of this knocks you off page one. So how does Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake break through? Questions about the shooting pin her to the wall. If she had something good to report, could it compete with the body count? All of which she knows offers no refuge. And yet, this is the time when she and the city must rally. She emerged from the Freddie Gray catastrophe with low grades. What's happening or not happening now could matter even more for her and for Baltimore. The mayor, the governor, and the city's congressional delegation need to find some comeback symbols. Accelerated school repair or new building in Sandtown, for example. Something like that while they look for real answers.